My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. It's my very occasional journal of my creative life. I am an author, podcaster, musician. My day job is helping other creative folks bring their works to fruition, to market, to an audience. But this is the place where I just talk to you about what's going on with me creatively when I have something to talk about regarding what's going on with me creatively. And the idea is that even though I've been doing the independent publishing thing for almost 21 years now, and the DIY independent creative thing in general since the mid-1980s, even though it's not my first rodeo by any means, as I like to say, and regular listeners know this, even though it's not my first rodeo, the venue and the bulls, and especially the clowns, keep changing. So I try to approach things from the point of view of an experienced beginner. And hopefully, as I suss out what's going on in my creative writing life and in my creative life in general, and work out what things mean to me, hopefully there's something you can take away from that find some teachable moments in my experience. The reason I'm back in front of the mic, the reason I'm taking advantage of this small sliver of time I have to get in front of the mic, in front of the camera, I haven't even taken a shower yet today, to be honest with you, and I'm only on my second cup of coffee, and it's sitting just beyond the camera, not even touched yet. So let's fix that, right? Let's fix that. Okay. The reason I wanted to talk to you today is because I've been thinking a lot about AI as it pertains to the creative life. Now, I wrote an article several years ago now. Hard to believe it's been several years. And there was an accompanying podcast episode, and I'll have links to those in the show notes, or if you're watching on YouTube, in the description down below. Because I have very strong issues with, not with AI as a technology, but with how the companies that are mostly responsible for what we know as AI today, with how their products were created largely on the backs of the unauthorized and uncompensated copywritten works of authors and playwrights and screenwriters and musicians and painters and creators, right? ChatGPT, Claude, what's Google's thing? Gemini? None of these things would exist if they hadn't been trained on material that, after the fact, companies like Anthropic and OpenAI and Alphabet and Meta are claiming should be fair use because it's transformative. My issue with that years ago and still today is that these companies, they might not be making profit, but they are valued at billions of dollars. Billions and approaching trillions. And they have achieved that value. I mean, leaving aside the ridiculous ledger domain and hand waving that is venture capital and late stage capitalism in the tech industry, whole other subject that's probably better left to someone else. They would not have that value if not for the products that were created without compensating authors and artists and other creators. That is, I've got a problem with that. Okay? And you can maybe hear the however coming up. Look, I made a pledge. I made a stated ethical statement years ago that I would not use large language models, what we commonly think of as AI, in the creation of my own creative endeavors or in the works that I do for clients. I would not knowingly use those tools unless the tool could be confirmed to have been trained on public domain data. In other words, I won't use an LLM, my ethical and professional statement went. I won't use an LLM if I know that it's been trained on copyrighted material to create my own works or the works of clients. And that hasn't changed fundamentally. I still don't want to, have no interest in, and have a problem with using AI to write for me, or to plot for me, or to come up with characters for me, or you know, any of that kind of stuff or write a song for me, any of that stuff that has to do with what should be my creative endeavors, right? I've got plenty of ideas, and it's my art that I want into the world, to bring into the world, to share with the world. It's fulfilling my responsibility as a creator to share my singular, unique vision. And I'm not saying I'm anything special. Every creator, every person has a unique, singular vision. But as creators, as I've written and spoken about, been on camera about many times, as creators, it's our responsibility to share our vision with the world, to bring creative works into the world that are through the lens of our own unique perspective, right? So no, I don't want AI to write for me. I don't want AI to create for me and then put it out, you know, as something that I've written, right? No, thank you. What I want is for AI to do my laundry. And this is why I'm speaking to you today. It's why I've been pecking away at an article for Scribtotum, my blog, over at mattselznick.com, sort of refining this revised, we can call it a revised position. Because things have changed quite a bit since I made that statement about ethical AI and how authors should not use artificial intelligence, and how I would and would not use artificial intelligence. Quite a lot has changed. The abilities of these large language models and the products built around them have grown exponentially. They are doubling in capacity and capability every 9 months or so. And there is no conceivable or predictable end in sight there. And the cost, because I know that's a concern, the cost for running these things is going down by, I will share, well, the graph is in the article that I'm writing, and I'll share that in the show notes and in the description. The power that's consumed to run these things is diminishing, not exponentially, but at a substantial and consistent and steady rate. So they're getting more capable, smarter, more flexible, and they're costing less to use. And I don't mean the cost to the user, the $20 a month or whatever you pay. I mean the cost in energy, in resources. The other big thing that's changed is what they're calling, it's the introduction of what they're calling agentic AI. In other words, AI agents. These large language models and the products that are built around them, Claude, Gemini, ChatGPT, et cetera, et cetera, they are much more than the glorified search engine in a chatbot that they were 3 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever it was that I wrote that article. They are now capable of enacting actual tasks, making real world actions, taking action on your behalf. In the digital sense, they can do your laundry now, right? They can do these busy work tasks, organizational tasks or routine tasks that if you live a digital life, and as a creator, you probably do, these are things that you can offload to the AI agent. I like that idea because the one thing that I have in very short supply, and longtime listeners and viewers know this, is time. And it's the one thing that none of us, no matter how much of it you think you have, never get back. I go into detail in the article on how my time has been spent in the last few months and how little of it is available to do creative work. And I want to be really clear, more clear than I think I can be in an article, because you can hear my voice, you can see my face if you're watching this on YouTube. I haven't been able to make stuff. Not with the regularity, the consistency, with the depth of focus and intent that I don't just want, but actually need for my mental health for a long time. And this is not a new thing. And I mentioned to my partner a few days ago, because I was really grouchy and irritable and snappy. And I told him, I said, look, I'm having a harder and harder time compartmentalizing. And not, look, there's healthy and unhealthy reasons to compartmentalize. And what I mean is, you know, just being decent and kind and reasonable day to day, even though you might be under tremendous stress or have anxiety or concerns or are unfulfilled or discontent in some ways, you know, you should still not be an asshole. But I'm becoming an asshole because I'm not. There's just only so much time, and there are many interruptions. Even in my work for clients, I'm interrupted so often that it's difficult to focus. And anyway, if I can take things that I don't need to do but have to be done off my plate, if I can do a busy work task faster and get back to actual real work, actual thinking work, creative work, work that involves my brain, not somebody else's, work that's for me, not for someone else, then I'm gonna do that. And so that means that I'm setting up systems with local AI models, local large language models. In other words, ones that run on my computer. They're not dependent on a third-party cloud system. There are many. And also use of for-pay public AI services. I won't use ChatGPT. I won't use OpenAI because Sam Altman is he has become the more dangerous of the supervillains in the tech world. Long term, he's probably worse than Elon Musk in terms of the damage to individuals and to society that man is creating. Again, that's a subject for a different time. Other people have handled it much more eloquently and with much more depth than I'll ever be able to. But check out the New Yorker article by Rowan Farrow that was recently put out. For example. So I have been using Claude a little bit from Anthropic. Anthropic has made the news too as the company that said, no, Pentagon, you are not allowed to use our technology to create autonomous, lethal weapons. No. And then, of course, the government said, okay, well, we're going to call you basically a terrorist organization. And I'm shorthanding. You can do your research. You can do your Googling. It's in the news. Anthropic said no. Sam Altman said, we'll do it. So another reason to say, fuck OpenAI, fuck Sam Altman. But I'm getting off track. My point is, I'm setting up systems that will help AI, saying AI in shorthand, do my laundry, right? Do that digital bullshit work that takes up a not insubstantial portion of my day, every day, and help me organize things in a more productive way. Help me chop out the path that will lead to me having more time and will enable me to take advantage of the brief periods of uninterrupted focus that I get to have every day. I'm willing to make that trade because I'm going to be 60 later this year. Is that right? No, I'm going to be 59 later this year. I'm entering my 60th year later this year, which means I have maybe 15 years of productive time left if I'm lucky. Let me tell you, it goes by fast and it doesn't come back. So yeah, I'm gonna use the tools that are available to me to make the most of that time to free up my ability to think and create. Again, I have no interest in having AI write for me, in having it create in my stead. I want to create. I need to create. So, yeah, for my own mental health and well-being and my own legacy and my own sense of self. I'm gonna use those tools in ways that allow me to have more time for me. And there are ethical concerns still, right? I talked a little bit just now about Sam Altman. The people from Google are no better. Of course, Mark Zuckerberg with his own AI. Mark Zuckerberg is an idiot, an asshole. These are not good people. None of them are. But you know what? I have to look at it in perspective, because this is no hyperbole, no bullshit. This is a world-changing, step change type of technology. This is industrial revolution scale stuff that's happening right now. Probably, possibly bigger than the industrial revolution. It's so much bigger than, you know, typing a question into your browser and getting a verbose, sycophantic response back. That's just, that's a tiny, tiny thing. This is world-changing technology. And you know what? Thomas Edison was an asshole who overworked his employees and took credit for their discoveries, who bullied other technologists, thinking in terms of specifically Nikola Tesla, who bullied other technologists out of their opportunities. It doesn't mean I'm not using electric light or electric power, right? The very phone that I'm recording this on, the computers that you and I use every single day, contain rare earth metals and other precious metals and minerals and resources that are very often not ethically sourced. People suffer and die to bring you the technology that you're using to watch this video. And yet, we're not going to not use computers. We're not going to not use our phones. We're not going to not use our cars, which are now mobile computers. I tell this story in the article because it demonstrates the dangers of being overly principled. And it, well, I'll just tell the story. So in the late 90s, I was recently married, and my wife at the time and I went to see an accountant to see about, you know, investing in some stocks and index funds and things like that. And at the time, I was working for Borders Books and Music, which was a international, U.S.-based bookstore with music and all that stuff. And older folks will remember them. Younger folks will have no idea what I'm talking about. But if you know Barnes & Noble or Waterstones or whatever, they were like that, but better. They were. I worked for them from 1995 to 2005. And in the late 90s, my wife and I are sitting, you know, in this accountant's office, financial advisor, and this woman recommends to us this mutual fund that includes a bunch of tech stocks. And one of those was a very newly IPO'd Amazon. And I said, oh, yeah, we can't do that one because it would be a conflict of interest, because I'm management with Borders. And so we didn't. And within 5 years, I was no longer working for Borders. And within another few years, Borders didn't exist anymore as a thing. I did a little quick research, and if I had gone ahead and invested in Amazon in whatever it was, 1998, 1999, I don't quite remember the exact year. It was before 2000. I would probably, in terms of the value of that stock, I'd be a multimillionaire today. And not a huge multimillionaire, but a couple million dollars. I am not. I'm deeply in debt, friends and neighbors. It was probably one of the biggest instances of self-sabotage that I've done in my life, and I've done a few, folks. So it is possible to be principled and ethical to the point where your stance really doesn't matter, except in the sense that it is hurtful to yourself. Whether or not I invested in Amazon would not have made a damn bit of difference, to the survival of Borders. It was stupid, short-sighted, and ethically misplaced. I can't afford, in terms of money, time, energy, I can't afford in any sense to have those same sort of rigid, damaging, self-sabotaging principles when it comes to artificial intelligence. And I won't. So there it is. Some of you may be like, oh, screw you, Matt, you're a hypocrite, asshole. No longer following you, no longer buying any of your stuff, blah, 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 blah. You know what? I respect that. Go with God. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. No hard feelings. The far greater possibility is nobody watching or hearing this will give a damn whether I make this choice or not. Those of you who understand, thank you. And, if what you really want from me is to see more of my creative works out into the world for you to enjoy, then I think you'll get it. Yeah, it's as simple as that. I have lived my entire life one way or another, in seemingly small interpersonal ways, in the service to others. I'm running out of life, and I need to think more about myself. And it's really that simple. And part of that involves, yeah, some situational ethics, some ethical stances that may change and evolve and adapt. That's what's up. That's why I felt the need to finally get back on camera in terms of the podcast, Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. I've been making other videos. I've been making just regular old YouTube videos, a few here and there. In the time since the last episode of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates, and now, and I will have links to those in the show notes. I'm slowly and inconsistently trying to build a little bit of a YouTube presence over there, mostly, pardon me, in the service for my day job. again, because of time and resource constraints, that's been going far slower than I need it to in order to meet my goals and aspirations, which is a long-winded way of saying in order to make enough money to live. So, but there are some videos there, and that's kind of where my spare energy has gone. There it is. I keep circling back to do I need to elaborate more on this point? No. I wanted to give you a heads up because I will be releasing that article, and I will be slightly changing the AI section of my statement of ethics and principles on my website. And I'll be talking more about how I'm using specifically and especially, not specifically, but especially agentic AI that does things for you, doesn't just answer questions. I'll be talking more about that, in this podcast, in articles, in my social media commentary, in my standalone YouTube videos. It's part of life now, kids. It really is. And there are bad things about it. There are definitely bad actors leading many of the companies that control and create the products that use this technology. But, you still use electricity. You still drive an electric car, despite the awful, horrible conditions under which lithium and other rare earth metals are mined and processed. We have to make choices. I've made mine. I think I said something very similar 3 years ago or so when I talked about AI back then. How are you using it? Where do you sit on this? I'd always like to know. You can leave a comment there in the show notes for this episode of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates over at mattselznick.com. The link will be in the show notes and in the YouTube description. So if you're listening to this in your podcast app, just take a look there and read the show notes there on probably on your phone, right? And if you're watching this on YouTube, of course you can comment right there on YouTube. No matter how you're consuming this podcast, I hope that you will subscribe, whether it's subscribing in the podcast app of your choice or subscribing on YouTube. If you subscribe to my YouTube channel, of course, you'll get those other videos on the creative and the professional side of writing. Most of my videos that are not this podcast are about serving writers, new authors, aspiring authors, especially those who are later in life, providing coaching and mentorship and inspiration and education for those folks. So subscribe, yada, 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 right? That's it. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.